Coming to you from his downtown Denver studio, here's the Backstage Jazz Radio Show with your host, Steve Roby.
Welcome, friends at home and friends in the studio. This is Steve Roby, and you're listening to Backstage Jazz. My guest today is Sophia Avery, vocalist and composer for the jazz art ensemble Tansy Wine. We'll be discussing the group's music and upcoming show at Dazzle. Why don't we start out with a brief overview of your musical background, and could you talk about the formation of Tansy Wine?
I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. I toured around with my dad's ensembles, Son Cubano, a bunch of like brass ensembles, stuff like that when I was a kid. Eventually, I picked up cello. That was my first like formally trained instrument. And I started taking voice formally when I was in high school. And then I think the beginning of my journey as a composer was when I was asked to create a series of interdisciplinary music workshops for youth in my interfaith ministry community. And I got to explore a lot of avant-garde composers. I learned to love, you know, dissonance as a form of beauty and that kind of stuff. Tansy Wine kind of came out of me hunkering down during the pandemic and writing a ton of music. And, you know, I didn't really have much else to focus on during that time musically, like a lot of us. Originally, we were, I just wanted to get some of these scores recorded. They were all like pre-composed, completely scored out. And I just wanted to get some of them recorded. And I got together a septet, some folks I met in school, just some grapevine acquaintances. And originally we were bass, keyboard, guitar, saxophone, trumpet, drums, and me. And we lost our guitarist, and then our saxophone moved away. And then a little while later, Sonia, who used to play trumpet for us, I thought, well, let's make that part of the sound. We've got two keyboards.
Who's in the group and what instrument does everyone play?
We've got Sonia on keyboard and also MIDI sounds, computer sounds, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Same for Max Moore, who also plays keyboard and et cetera. And we've got Will Kipper on bass and Gabe Gravano on drums, and I'm doing the composition and vocals.
Tell me about the name Tansy Wine. Where did you come up with that?
It's the title of one of our songs, which is sort of this allegorical love poem about planet, where all the liquids on this planet are this gold wine-scented ichor. We agonized over the name for a long time, and I think eventually Will was just like, why don't you pick one of our song titles? And we're like, okay, that sounds good.
It sounds like some of your musical influences bleed through to the compositions. Can you talk about that?
My early compositional influences are people, like I said, Arvo Pärt. Also, Ligeti was a big one for me. Early on, Joni Mitchell, Steely Dan, too. And as I got into like college and post-college, I started listening to a bunch of Ornette. And I would say that most similar to our sound is probably maybe Mary Halverson or Esperanza Spalding. Mm. I have taken a lot of inspiration for grooves and stuff from Avishai Cohen. But I would say that what makes the music unique is we have a lot of metric choices and whatnot that have some sort of personality purpose within the building of whatever story we're trying to tell. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a sound, sort of an odd-metered unison dissonance representing a train horn in our ode to silent film actor Buster Keaton. We have some hocketing to represent feelings of confusion, that kind of stuff. So I like having these personified elements in the music.
I like it. Would you say there's any themes or messages coming through for the listener in the songs?
I think the message I always hope to deliver as a composer, and what this music I would hope offers, is sort of a depiction of pain and fear and complexity as inherently beautiful and worthy of witness. And I think that in a time where we are being so continuously exposed to all this overwhelming pain and confusion and ecstasy to an extent of the collective human experience, I think it's important to sort of bear witness to how we can experience that constant onslaught as beautiful or at least as meaningful.
You sent over two songs to share and discuss with our listeners. The first one up is called Termite Fight Right. What's this song about?
I often announce on stage that this song is about politics. It's one of our only songs with no lyrics. It actually started as a project I was doing with Dawn Clement during my composition degree, where she encouraged me to explore writing a song from a melody rather than starting with harmonies or doing both at once. And it has kind of this angular, upsetting, maybe unsettling, but also unified melody with a underlying bass groove that kind of holds it all down. And it's all about this kind of like delicate interplay between tension and uncertainty. I would say perhaps rage in the B section.
That's pretty deep, yeah. This is TNZ Wine doing Termite Fight Right here on Backstage Jazz.
Thank you.
This is Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is Sophia Avery. She's the vocalist and composer for the jazz art ensemble Tansy Wine. Sophia, can you talk about the group's sound, and has it evolved since its beginnings?
Well, it's certainly evolved tremendously, especially considering, you know, we started out as a septet, which I would say in hindsight probably was too much. And I love what we've been able to do with this pared down and yet liberated quintet with two keyboards. I mean, even just visually, it's an interesting thing live. And then also everybody in the group is so passionate and dedicated and throwing their whole selves into every tune and interested in providing their own insight in a collaborative way. And the kinds of experimentation we've been able to do with the wealth of sounds available to us has been really a wonderful experience.
That's great. Can you talk about your composition process? What goes into a songwriting session for you?
Well, it's interesting. There's about half of the songs are somewhat older. Like I was writing them pre-2020, and my process at that time was starting with a concept or a mood or something like that, and building off of it. More recently, it has kind of turned into, what can I give to the musicians in this ensemble, and how can I highlight their strengths? One of the things that looks like is I have come to really enjoy writing really lyrical bass lines for the ensemble, because Will is very capable of doing that. Joy to experience both in the band, and I would say as an audience member too. And of course, since we have these two keyboards, it's really liberating and also challenging as a composer to basically have the world at my fingertips when it comes to that. And then also, I would say, importantly, I write scores, and then they take on life of their own as soon as they come to the ensemble, because I'm basically providing a recipe, and then everybody's adding these unexpected special spices, you know.
Yeah. So you're the cook in the group.
You know, I think it's five chefs.
Okay.
Or just bring in some ingredients. You know.
Let's play some more music. The second track you provided is an exclusive to us, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
It previews your next single called Constellations. What's the backstory with this one, Sophia?
This is yet another, I promise, not all of the songs are like this. This is another allegorical love poem to an extent, from the perspective of a astronomer who is divining romantic doom from the stars they see. This one's much gentler than Termite. I think this showcases our softer side a little bit.
Well, great. Let's play it now. This is Tansy Wine doing Constellations, and you're listening to Backstage Jazz.
Go to straight.
This is Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is Sophie Avery, vocalist and composer for the jazz art ensemble called Tansy Wine. They've got a show coming up at Dazzle, which we'll talk about in a few minutes here. Just a few more questions for you, Sophia. What does the year look like ahead for the group Tansy Wine?
We've got an interesting year ahead, perhaps one of our most active, which I'm very excited about. We are going on tour in March. We're doing a little mini Southwest tour. We will be playing a bunch of shows in Santa Fe, and we're going to be playing the Century Room in Tucson, and more to come, certainly. Nice. But more information about that is available on our website. We are looking to get more of our music recorded. My goal is to have our first album out by the end of the year. It's looking like the most active year for Tansy.
That's great. Congratulations. What can the audience look forward to at your upcoming show at Dazzle? What's a typical Tansy Wine show like?
I would say things to expect at a typical Tansy Wine show, definitely variety, a lot of perhaps dynamism. We bring Sonia up as a backup vocalist for a couple tunes, which is one of my favorite evolutions we've had over the years. You can expect a lot of onstage communication if that's something that you enjoy. I certainly enjoy, as an audience member, watching the jazz telepathy happen.
And me too, yeah.
I'd love to be able to participate and show that on stage as well. I you know, you got to come to see, maybe some of...
I've got information coming up in a second, but my last question for you is, where can our listeners find your music online? Talk about your social media, and how can they find out more about the group's show schedule?
Yes, indeed. So as far as music, we're like right at the moment when you're going to start being able to find our music online. Currently, plan is to release on all common platforms, you know, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. If you want to find out more about our schedule, that's on our website, tansywineband.com. Also, if you want to follow us on our Bands in Town, pretty easy to find on there, and that's going to be the most up-to-date schedule usually.
Yeah.
But I would say our website is the best hub. We are also findable on Instagram at tansywine.band. So lots of places to find
us. All right, and I'll put links to all the websites you mentioned in the show notes for this podcast too, so our listeners can go right to them and learn more about Tansy Wine. And just a listener reminder, Tansy Wine will perform at Dazzle for a 9 p.m. show on Friday, January 26th. Doors open at 8:30. And for tickets and more info, please visit dazzledenver.com. Thanks for your time today, Sophia, and have a great show at Dazzle.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to talk to you today.
If you're enjoying the Backstage Jazz Show, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, back to the show.
The Backstage Jazz Show was recorded at Little Raven Studios in downtown Denver, and our producer was Craig Stevens. You can find Backstage Jazz wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to stop by our website, backstage-jazz.com, where all past and current episodes have been archived. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at backstagejazz@fastmail.com. This is Steve Roby. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backstage Jazz.
You've been listening to the Backstage Jazz Show. Join us next time for more great jazz and interviews with your favorite musicians.